This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and I'll see you at the BBQ Smokedown at Chicagoland Speedway.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here on the road, actually walking the walk. You know, they say live your brand, right? Get out there and do things. The letters, the cars, they come rolling in saying, Dane, you're not out there, you know, you're not on the road, right? Well, we've put a stop to all that, and we have taken ourselves on the road with our family road trip down to the Tampa, the St. Pete, the Orlando area, exploring all sorts of, I think, typical destinations, right, that people think of for family fun. And then one is that a beacon for those that are going on kind of that world tour for the taste buds. And we are here at one of those great destinations, giving Disney and Busch Gardens a run for their money when it comes to the food side of things, is Dr. Barbecue's right here in St. Petersburg with the man himself, the Dr. Ray Lampe. Welcome to WGN.
Dane, always a pleasure. Finally to get you here with the door open. Last time you visited, the door wasn't open quite yet. So I'm glad you finally got to come and try some of the food.
This is a home game. This is a home game for you. You have home field advantage. You're using it to your advantage and kind of like pulling out all of the stops on the food side. What is cool about it, and not only to see it, right, the facility itself, physically, the building, the location, the proximity, the neighborhood, it's vibrant. And on the inside, too, it looks beautiful. And now you have the food kind of shining as well.
Well, I got some good partners. Roger and Suzanne Perry had a bunch of restaurants in the Tampa-St. Pete area. And they asked me if I wanted to do a restaurant with them. We've told the story many times. But that's the reality of it. So when you look at this beautiful building and everything, the way things function, all these people that are working in unison here, I have nothing to do with any of that. I have great partners. Now, I do get to hang around and be part of it all. And I'm here supporting morale. And like I told Suzanne, I've been self-employed for 40 years. I'm learning about the restaurant business fast on the fly. But luckily, I don't have to know much about it. There's just a whole bunch of good people. So I get to just do the fun part.
Well, let's talk about it. The fun part, barbecue, I think there's another food out there, right, that is more associated with festivities and fun, that barbecue, a Hall of Fame career in that. But this place is so much more than just barbecue, right? You've got all of that. It walks the walk like it needs to on the street cred side. But you guys have a lot of really cool spins on things here.
Well, that was our goal. You know, like you said, we're in an interesting neighborhood, a very regentrifying, fun, young, vibrant neighborhood called the Edge District. So we knew we couldn't just be a stodgy kind of old barbecue restaurant. We wanted to do different things. And frankly, we get a lot of people that eat vegan, vegetarian, or just a little bit healthier, and we want them to come in too. You know, if there's a table of four and one's a vegetarian and the other three are here to eat barbecue, well, that's good, because guess what would have happened if we didn't have some options? So we've got a bunch of cool vegan, vegetarian options. We got gluten-free barbecue vegetarian spaghetti, which is a whole mouthful, and just a bunch of interesting stuff too, like the chicken wings your kids just ate were big smoked and fried chicken wings with an African piri piri hot sauce on it.
The sensibilities on the food side are here, and of course people didn't see it, but before we went on the air I had to actually arm wrestle one of the restaurant workers here, because you know we take you as our own in Chicago, right? We're not giving you up lightly. But what has changed, right? You're here in Florida, a big part, a staple of a lot of the things that are happening here on the culinary scene. You know, has Florida changed to be able to consider those options, or is it just, you know, kinder, gentler Ray just thinking, hey, you know what, some people don't eat just barbecue?
Well, this is not your grandfather's Florida at all, where we are here in St. Pete, which was the, you know, God's waiting room, but it's not that way anymore. It truly was. The green benches we talk about in St. Pete, they were lined up down the street, and that's where the old folks just sat around. I mean, Babe Ruth and all the snowbirds, all the baseball players would come here to be snowbirds, and it's just not like that anymore. This part in particular, St. Pete and Tampa, have become these new, young. I mean, our actual, average age is going down dramatically in this area, and it shows by the way things are. So yeah, it's definitely a different Florida around here.
Well, you can definitely taste the Ray Lampe here. You can taste some of that. But also, you're here, even when you're not here, you're here in a form that is really, I think, quintessential St. Pete, which is the murals. There's a 30 to 40 foot Ray Lampe here 24/7.
Yeah, well, I didn't actually request that. But we have the big side of the building faces the middle of the cool neighborhood, and there's so much street art around here, big murals, all kinds of them. There's a big Shine Art Festival where they paint a bunch of murals, so we wanted to get in on that, but we also needed some signage facing the neighborhood, so they painted the wall is about 30 feet high, so I'm about 25 of that. There's a gigantic version of me, beard and sunglasses and flame collar shirt and all.
With the bat signal up for Dr. Barbecues here, you're drawing not only people from the area, it has gotten all of the well-deserved attention that it would, but also, I think, as you are a national figure in the food scene, Food Network, and all those different places that people see and enjoy you, it's been drawing people on. Not only us, we made it, and we've been talking about it since it was thought of, that this would be a destination for people around the country to come, and some great friends of ours, whether it's Duff Goldman, obviously a great friend, Tyler Florence was just here, people are coming.
Yeah, both of them guys have been in so far, and I suspect a whole bunch of others are coming. I told the mayor of St. Pete, I said, you know, we're going to get tourists coming to St. Pete just because they're looking for somewhere to go. They heard about Dr. Barbecue, and they're going to come to St. Pete and realize, holy cow, this is a fun place. So I'm going to take a little credit for what's going on down here, but we're much more the recipients of it all. It's a lot of fun down here right now.
The excitement is here, the first few months of it, and obviously some of the selections, but the first, I think, auxiliary location will be Dr. Barbecue's North, as the pork rind nachos are going to be the official food item of race weekend up at Chicagoland Speedway and for the BBQ Smokedown at Chicagoland. It's exciting, you know, of course, home away from home, but you're going to not come alone. You're going to bring some food with you.
Yeah, that's such an honor. I appreciate you for making that all happen. It's going to be very cool. They have a Dr. Barbecue restaurant menu item all over the track up there. And they're pork rind nachos. It's some pork rinds and some pulled pork on top and barbecue sauce and cheese and jalapenos. I'm pretty sure that's going to be liked by all, no matter where we take it.
It's going to be exciting. We just cannot wait, obviously, for the big event happening at Chicagoland Speedway. You will be there front and center. People are going to get an opportunity to see you, to kind of shake hands, maybe learn a little bit about what it is that you do in the Big Green Egg, and certainly Dr. Barbecues will be front and center. So are there any other places people can see you, like TV-wise and, of course, website-wise, social media, keep up with your adventures until then?
Yeah, I'm not hard to find. DRBBQ pretty much everywhere. On Instagram, it's Real Dr. Barbecue because somebody got it before me, but I'm not hard to find.
Ray, thanks so much for what you're doing. People are loving it, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
All right, thank you, Dane. Thanks for coming in. I'm glad you came in and enjoyed the place.